It is time for a little student phenology. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. Our first report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's class at the North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is your phenology report for the week of March 16th, 2024. My name is John, and I am your phenologist for this week. Tuesday, March 19th was the first day of spring, often called the spring equinox. If you've ever heard anybody say the vernal equinox, it means the same thing as the spring equinox. The term equinox comes from the Latin word equinoxium, meaning equal day and night. Vernal also comes from Latin and means spring. Even though it is officially spring, we often get snowstorms in March along the North Shore. This March is no exception. Sunday, March 24th, is predicted that snow will move into the region from the south through the morning and afternoon. The period of the heaviest snow, strongest winds, and worst travel may be Sunday night into Monday. Blizzard conditions are possible, particularly along the North Shore. It is projected that we could see anywhere from 6 to 25 inches of snow early next week. On Friday, March 15th, bluebirds were spotted and the song of an eastern wood peewee was heard in two harbors. On Saturday, March 16th, Miss Urban spotted a flock of greater white-fronted geese in Beaver Bay, a rare migrant that is on its way to northern Canada, Alaska, Greenland, and Russia. On Wednesday, March 20th, Miss Rolfe saw a gang of wild turkeys in her backyard. Most of these turkeys were brown, but there was one white one sticking out of the brown turkeys. On Tuesday, March 19th, I saw a robin in the tree while I was playing with my dogs. Buds on several types of trees are swelling, especially maples. Miss Rolfe noticed on March 20th that her irises and tulips have burst through the ground. Miss Rolfe's class checked their two tapped maple trees each morning and have collected it from as much as 2 gallons as to little of 1 cup in a 24-hour period. However, March 21st, Miss Rolfe's class found that there was no sap from either trees in their two collection beds. They were hoping that they could warm it up in the day so it would get more sap production. Most of the students in Miss Rolfe's class have agreed that Asian beetles are all over the place again. The beetles have once again become active. This usually occurs on the sunnier southwestern side of the building. As awakening beetles attempt to escape outdoors, we have learned that some inadvertently wander inward, emerging from behind baseboards, walls, attics, and suspending ceilings, etc. Since Asian beetles are attracted to light, they are often seen around windows or light fixtures. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, John. Nice job there. Perfect report. Lots of interesting things in there. Of course, the discussion about the snow, I don't know what Duluth got, 6 to 25 inches, they predicted. Bluebirds on the 15th, wood peewee on the 16th, a flock of greater white-fronted geese, that's pretty unusual, a robin, maple buds are swelling, irises and tulips are bursting through the ground. I saw the same thing over at Cohasset. They have kind of a southern exposure there with a little corner, and it gets nice and warm there, and the tulips were up about 2 inches last Tuesday. A weasel and Asian lady beetles. Oh, do I have Asian lady beetles. I think if I could collect them all, I could heat my house for a week. Our next report comes from our Colin Cody's class at West Rapids Elementary School in Grand Rapids.
Hello, my name is Noelle.
And my name is Willow.
This is our phenology report from Mr. Cody's fourth grade classroom at West Elementary. Brr, where did the warmth go? It was a windy day for a walk. Overall, there was little progress for bud break. The red elderberry did advance its flowering. The speckled alder also had pollen present.
We did see a large bird of prey high up in the sky.
We saw a red squirrel and found a male long jaw spider. There was a bush full of gull and the creek was still running clear.
As always, get outside. Sincerely, Noelia
and Willow.
Thank you, Noelia and Willow. Great report. Where did the warmth go? Indeed, the red elderberries, you could see the little buds were breaking. You could see the little fingers of leaves kind of stroked around the flower head underneath. And we did have a number of alder catkins that yielded pollen. That, of course, was last Tuesday. And you could probably whack those pollen or those alder catkins today with a hammer, and I doubt you'd get anything at all. We did find a, it was an aspen, and it was full of little galls. It was really interesting to check it out. Our final report this morning comes from Andrew Pearson's class at Lake of the Woods School in Bedette.
This is Athena with a phonology report from Bedette for March 16th to 22nd. On Saturday, the first juncos of the season were spotted just west of Bedette. Over the weekend, Athena noticed the bugs on her aspen trees were larger than more defined than just a few days ago. Finally, Colin is seeing more geese in larger flocks around his home.
Nice job, Athena. Thank you. And good eye. Athena noticed that the buds on her aspen trees were larger and more noticeable. Absolutely. And first juncos. I had my first juncos this week as well. Those are our student phenology reports for this week. As always, if you have a report that you'd like to add to that, we'd love to hear from you.